That's another one of those words that, even though it's such a small word, it holds so much. When we sing in the hospital back at home, my cousin Andrew, when we sing songs like, "Oh, how I love Jesus," he tells us to emphasize that, "Oh." So I was reminded of that this morning, but there's another one, that word "so" holds quite a bit as well. "I love him so." Has the same fullness to it. And so maybe there are those here this evening that would like to publicly express their love for Jesus. It would be right if we did that this evening. And so if you would take opportunity now, we've told Jesus, "I trust that we love him," corporately as a congregation. But now, if there would be those that would like to testify and express their love to the Lord, I think that would be right, and you should feel free.
First loving me, and it has won my heart to love him and live for him, and I want to continue to strive to love him with all my heart. The Lord does so much for us. I often think in practical ways the way the Lord works out his salvation in my life. I think in relation to tools. Everyone thinks I'm a tool fanatic, and they're almost right. But I'm really not. I only have tools that are useful to me. And I don't mean to put the Lord in that category, but so much more. I see how God has enabled our lives. You know, we could not succeed without him. The Word of God makes it very, very clear. Without him, we can do nothing. We can try a lot of things. We can pump up a lot of things. But unless God is in the midst, we're not getting anywhere. How wonderful that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. How we bring forth fruit as we abide in him. As we live in loving relationship with him, the sweetness of his presence is emanated through each other more and more. And it's hard for me, I guess, to fulfill in that. I'm always running around, but that's no problem. God is able. But the thing is so wonderful is that he so loved us, and he's drawn us into this fellowship, into this intimacy with himself, where we draw nigh unto God, and he draws nigh unto us. I'm kind of a backwards person. If someone doesn't like me, I just say, "All right." I realize they don't like me. Period. And I can do. But you know, here God takes someone like myself and lifts me up and says, "I want you," and wants me. You know, I'm sure a lot of you wouldn't have liked me before I was saved. And you still won't like me, but you have to love me. So you have to say that. But God loves me the way I am, and He's helping me to be more like himself, and I love him for that, because I don't want to be a person that is a complete failure in life. I'm so glad that faithfully he's begun a good work, who also will finish it. That love of God doesn't leave us and forsake us, but he's working on us to make us like himself, to make us fruitful, to make us to fulfill in his will and plan. And I love him, and I want to grow in that experience, in that life of loving Jesus, living in fellowship with him.
A couple weeks ago in church, we sang a little song about, "Did You Know Why I Love Jesus?" It had five verses. None of us knew this song before. We had one of these special numbers. And the last verse has really stayed with me. I've thought about it a lot. You know, we all love Jesus, I think, first of all, we would say, because his first loving us and drawing us to him and dying for us when we were yet enemies of his. And that, of course, was the first verse of the song. But the last verse says, "Would you know why I love Jesus, why he is so dear to me? 'Tis because my friend and Savior he will ever, always, ever, ever be. And I'm so thankful that this Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. We come to him dead, lost in sin. And he reaches out to us and draws us and raises us to live in heavenly places with him. And still, we need his cleansing power. Still, we need his saving grace in our lives daily. And he's the same. He doesn't save us and move on to the next needy case. He stays with us, and I'm so thankful for him, my unchanging, ever-present Savior.
Yes.
My song to the Lord is something beautiful, something good. All of my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he's making something beautiful of my life. I think that the Lord knows our hearts, and he knows what's deeper than us. And this was, I was a little girl. People used to say, what are you going to do when you grow up? What are you going to do when you grow up? And I never really had an answer for them. The only thing I used to say was, I want to help people. And when I go back home, I'm starting nursing school, and I am so blessed because it's his love and compassion that I can help people in that capacity. And I'm asking him for his guidance and his anointing and to help me with my studies. And I'm looking forward to touch and bless people for the love of God.
Yeah. Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for being able to come up here for this week. Last night, Brother Graber was talking about the Holy Spirit. The Lord showed me something. I came up here with a lot of questions. My life, everything in my life is changing currently in so many ways, and it's kind of confusing. And I have a lot of prayer requests on my heart, and the Lord showed me that the only prayer request that I really need is to get to know him more, and all the rest of the things will fall into place as he wills it. And when we sang Spirit of God descend upon my heart, the Lord knows it's like one of my favorite songs, because it's not in a normal hymn book, and so, you know, we'll put it in the campus hymnal. We couldn't sing it in church. And I just love that last verse, and I know I don't love the Lord that way, but I want to love the Lord the way that verse describes it. And I just want to thank him. And the other thing that I thought was really neat was this morning when I read my little devotional, the little verse at the bottom was, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall not that the wings of eagles. And I thought, well, if that's what it's fine, then I was meant to be here, and God's got something for me, I don't know what else is.
Praise God.
Of everlasting hope, and my grace and love
going over and over again in my heart and in my mind that I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I am, and I've had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I need something from God that only He can give. And so I've been looking to Him this summer. When God's given the opportunity, I just can't wait for. I just can't wait for the next meeting. I can't wait for this meeting. I'm here, but I mean, I can't wait to see what God wants to do for me. And this summer, so often, when I've been able to get in the meeting, that desire has been in my heart. I can't wait to see what God's going to do with me next. And it's just, so often it's been that He wants to fill me with Himself, and so often it's been that I have to present my body, a living sacrifice, again, almost daily, and I guess that's probably the Christian life. And I'm glad to hear that over and over again. And I'm looking forward to the year that God has before me. And I'm looking forward to even this meeting right here in what God wants to do. I love Jesus. I think that's what Matt said. Who wants to say something about love? The love that we have for God. I love Him. But I realize I want to give Him. And I thank you for saving my soul and continuing to work year after year in my heart, helping me to know what I should do next, even if it's just the day by day thing.